Alright, so let's continue. The... Okay, so most recently, we were talking about all the various people who didn't make the list for the Malachim who lost their Chelek in Olam Haba. And after we went through, we discussed Yehoyakim, we talked about the importance of hospitality, and then how if people had this tremendous hospitality, so then that somehow buffered their wicked ways. And we said that it covered it, allowed certain people like Yisro for their kids to end up ultimately in Beis HaMikdash. For Ido HaNavi, it allowed for the Navi to have the Navi Shekhar to get some form of Nevuah. We talked about why Achaz wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, why Amon isn't mentioned, why Yoyakim isn't on the list. Okay, and then finally we started going through the Pesukim and Eicha. So we said that the most recent thing we have a number of statements from Rabbi Amar of Yochanan towards the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara most recently had a statement from Rabbi Amar of Yochanan darshaning the Pasuk of Rabasi Bagayim. Sarasi b'mdinas. So Rabbi quoted Rabbi Yochanan as having said that any place that the Jews go, they become princes for Adonai, for their masters. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan, the bottom line of the page. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'isa b'shnei b'nei Adam sh'nishbu b'har Karmel. There was a story where two Jews, were captured by Har Karmel. V'hoya shavai mehalech achrayim. And their captor was following behind them, walking behind them, like, escorting them. So, Amar le echad mehem lechaber. So one of them said to the other, one of the people in captivity said to the other person in captivity, Gamol shema alachas lefaneinu. Do you see that camel way up ahead of us? Suma ba'achas meinah. It's clearly blind in one of its eyes. Utu'una shtei nodos. And it's holding its load is two flasks. Achas shal yayin, one clearly has wine in it, the achas shal shemen, one has oil in it. Ushnei b'nei Adam ha'manikim asa, and the two people who are leading that camel, echad Yisrael v'echad Nafri, one is clearly a Jew, and one is clearly a guy. So Amalan Shabbat, the captor, said to them, Am k'she'arif, me'ayin atem yodim, how on earth do you know what you're saying right now? So Amalan, they said back to him, ha, elementary, gamol me'asavim shalapaneha mitzah shavraya. So, if you take a look, the camel, from the grasses that are in front of it, mitzad sheroa ochalas. In other words, from wherever it can see, that's where it's going to eat from. And we can see that it's only eating the grasses on one side of the road. And since it's only eating grass towards one side, that means that it can only see out of one of its eyes. Mitzad sheina roa, ino ochalas, on the side that it cannot see, it's not going to be eating, because it doesn't see anything there. Okay, so that's how we know that it's blind in one of its eyes. Okay, what about the next thing? Utukunishtei notice it's laden with two flasks, achas shel yayin ve'achas shel shemen. Shel yayin metaftet v'shokel. We know that wine sinks into the ground. But it drips out and sinks into the ground. Shel shemen, but oil metaftet v'tzaf. It drips out and it floats. And so, if you look on the side of the road in front of us, we can see little droplets. Some are sunk into the ground and some are floating above the ground. And the two gentlemen who are leading it, well, one's a guy and one's a Jew. How do we know? Because Nachri nifnil adar. When Nachri goes to the bathroom, he goes on the road along with his animal. The Yisrael nifnil adar. The Jews, they go to the bathroom in more of a tzniyistic way, and they do it on the side. Radav achareihem. So he ran up after the two people. In other words, the captor runs ahead after the two people in front of him. And he found that exactly as the people that he had in captivity, what exactly what they said turned out to be true. So Ba, he came back, and he kissed them on their head. So he brought them home to the Aslan Sudabdal, he made them a great big feast. And he was dancing in front of them. Now, if you take a look at the note that we have added in here from the Gosvat Siyunim, so they have a much longer version of this story. So if you take a look, it's quite fascinating. Amrulo, continuing this, they're at his house right now. Amrulo, they said to him, Kimiduma lanu sha'aduneinu ben. Now there's two versions here, either Rashi's version or the Aruch's version. One version from Rashi is klastera, the other version is klasta. So a klastera is an executioner. A klasta, without the resh, is a cupbearer. So Again, so Amar lo kimedumo lanu sha'adonin ben klas rosh ha-melechu. You're either the executioner or the cupbearer of the king. That you are the son of the executioner for the king, or the son of the cupbearer of the king. Well, halach b'shal imam. So this fellow, their host, went in to go out and asked his mother. Amar lan, and he said to her, im at magadat li mutav. If you want to tell me the truth, then great. But if you don't, ani mitzave v'hargin oschak. You're going to command, and they're going to have you killed, which would seem to justify the position that it's the son of the execution, not the cupbearer. But you could read either one. So Amr lo, so she said to him, b'ni, my child, b'shas chupa, yotzabala, b'nichnas klasta shamelach, at the time of my wedding to your father. Well, your father left the room for a little bit, and the klasta shamelach walked uba aleha b'nis avram medu. And he had bia with me, and that produced you. Hevi lehem baser. Now he brought the meat. Amrulo, and they said to him, baser zeh yesh bo tam kala. This meat tastes ali like dog. So halach v'shal l'imo. So he went and asked his mother. Amrulo, he said to her, im at magadat li muta. If you want to tell me the truth, then great. V'im lav ani mitzave v'hargin oscha. But otherwise, I'm going to command for you to be killed. So Amrulo, so she said to him, b'ni, kivsa achas yesh lana. We have one sheep. Umesa, and it died. Umesa ima, and its mother died. Vihini kua mekaba acha. So instead, they nursed it. Instead of nursing from its mother, they nursed it from a mother dog. Hevi lahem yain. He brought them wine. Amrlo, they said to him, yain za yesh bo tam meis. This seems to have hints of death in it. So halach vishal the ima. So he went and asked his mother. Amrlo, she said to him, hayayin medaleos shel kever avicha. The wines are from these vines that are by the grave of your father. Okay, so Nasal Kesa is of, and continuing on in the Gemara. The Amar, he said, Baruch Shebachar Mizaru Shel Avram, Nasal Hemechach Maso, blessed is the one who chose the children of Avram and gave him wisdom. The Chomokom Shein Hoch Nasim Sarim Ladonai, and that's the key line here. Wherever they go, they are like princes for their masters. Upitaron the Hoch Lubatem Lashalom, and he excused them, and they went home safely and sound. Okay, continuing on in the Pesukim Neichamas. Bachos Ivka Malayla. Shtei Bechios Halalama. Why two? So, Amar Yochanan, Echad Al Mikdash Rishon, Ve Echad Al Mikdash Sheni. Okay, one's for Bais Rishon, one's for Bais Sheni. The Ben Yoda has a very neat shot over here where he says, anytime, there's Chazal say that anytime the Pasuk says Li, so whatever it is that we're talking about is lo zaz in olam hazeh, and it's lo zaz in olam haba. It doesn't budge. So now we know the pasuk says va'asu li mikdash, which means so that there's going to be it's lo zaz b'olam hazeh, and it's lo zaz b'olam haba. So he says, we know if it says va'asu li mikdash, so then there's a li by Bais Rishon, and there's a li by Bais Sheni. The only problem is that we know that there were 10 things that Bais Rishon had, and only 5 of them remained during Bais Sheni. Therefore, he says, you'd have to take the Li, which is Lamed Yod, and cut the Yod in half to be a Hey, because then it would be La, right? Because it's missing 5 of the things that were in Bais Rishon. So he says, well, if you do the math then, so then you have Li from Bais Rishon and La from Bais Sheni, and that's why it says Laila. Okay. So I'm in the Ben Yod. Okay, so Amar Rav Yochan Echad Al Mikdash Rishon Echad Al Mikdash Sheni. Balayla is Al Iske Layla Shenemar Batisa Kol Eida VeYitu As Kolam VeYitku Ha'am Balayla Hahu. So Amar Rav Yochanan also Lil or also Layla, also Layla Lil Tishavav Haya. It was Lil Tishavav Amar Lev Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Atem Bechis Mechias Bechinan. Right, you cry for nothing. Vani Akaveil. And I'll be covered for you crying for all generations. Davar Acher, Balayla, Shekol HaBocha Balayla, Kolo Nishma. When you cry at night, your voice is more heard and people have pity on you. Okay, and the point then is that if crying at night is more effective, in other words, in terms of having people having mercy on you, the point is that over here, Bechosif Ke Balayla, and even so, you guys were so bad that there's no one to comfort you, there's no one to stop the crying for you. Davar acher, balayla, shakola bocha balayla, kochavim mazalos bochen imo. Any person who cries at night, the stars and the mazalos cry with him. Davar Acher Balayla Shakola Bocha Balayla Hashomea Kolo Bocha Kenegdo. Someone who hears him is moved by that and cries for him as well. Ma'aseh Isha Achas Shchinaso Sharav Gamliel. There was a story with a woman who was the neighbor of Gamliel. She makes Bena, her son died. Rachmana Litzon Ba'aseh Bocha Alav Balayla, and she was crying for over him by night. Shamar Rav Gamliel Kolah, Rav Gamliel heard her voice, Ubacha Kenegda, Ad Shinashu Riseinav, and he cried so hard that his eyelashes fell out. Lamachar, the next day, Hikiru Botamidav, Votiu Mishkunah. So they realized that this was going on, and they had to have her taken out of the name. Okay. Continuing on, Psukim in Eicha. Vidimasa Al Lechia, right, and her tear is on her cheek. So Amar Rabba, Amar Yochanan, Ki'isha Shebocha al Baal Nugal, like a woman who cries on her husband of her youth. Shenemar Eli Kivsula Chagura Sak al Baal Nugal. Okay. And Eli is like a lashon of king of crying. Okay. So Hayut, and again, we're highlighting all these different kinds of crying to show you how intense the crying is. In other words, it's not just crying for a husband, it's crying for the husband of your youth. So Hayutzareha Lerosh, that her oppressors were for a head, Amarab Amar Yochanan, Kol Hametra the Israel, Naase Rosh, all who oppress the Jews become a Rosh. And they take out the Shnemar, that seems to be because it's a separate interpretation. We have another pasuk of Kilomu Af, right? We quoted this pasuk before, Kilomu Af La Sher Mutzakla, for those who oppress her don't become tired out, weary, Ke'es HaRishon, Heikal Artsa Zvulun, Ba'artsa Naftali, Bachor Nechbid, the first ones were light, the latter ones were heavy, Derech Hayam, Eivir Hayardin, Galil Hagayim. So, what does this mean? So, Amar Rabba Amar Yochanan, Kol HaMetzik LeYisrael, Eino Ayiv. So, this teaches you that all those who oppress the Jewish people don't become tired. Okay. Lo Aleichem Kol Ovei Derech, what does that mean in the Pasuk? So, Amar Rabba Amar Yochanan, Mikan L'Kublana, Minat Torah. Now Rashi gives a number of pshat, and one pshat is that this is a makar for the concept of relating your troubles. So that in this, not another pshat is that it shouldn't, not only that you relate them, but that you say to another person, this is what's going on in my life, but chas v'shalom, this should never happen to you. And that's why the pasuk is saying over here, where's the whole pasuk? Right. Lo aleichem kol ovei derech, that this thing that happened to me should not happen to you. Okay. Amr Rav, what's the kol ovei derech? Amr Rav, Amr Rav, Asuni ka ovei alav das. You made me like, you did to me like those who are in violation of the das, of the religion, to ilu b'sedom, for by Sedom kisiv, v'Hashem himter al Sedom, that Hashem rained down on Sedom. Now what did Hashem rain down on Sedom? So do you read the hemshach of the pasuk? V'Hashem himter al Sedom v'al amora gafris v'esh, Ma'ez Hashem and Shamba, that he rained down fire and sulfur. The Ilu B'Shalayim, by Yushalayim Kesiv, writes in Eicha, Nimarom Shalach Eish, Ba'atmosai, by Yerdena. Okay. And again, so we take out the Uksiv, another pasuk from Eicha, Ba'idal Avon Bas Ami, Mechatas Sedom. So this pasuk, it says, but the iniquity of my nation was greater than the sin of Sodom. So then the question is, V'chi matzo panim yesh bedaver? So is there playing favorites over here? If the Jewish people were just as bad as Sodom, then why weren't they completely overturned like Sodom was? So Amar Rabba, Amar Yochanan, Mida Yisera ha'isi b'Shalayim, Shalom ha'isa b'Sodom. There was this additional Mida that Yerushalayim had. What was it? Nidu b'Sodom k'siv, because by Sodom we find Hineze haya avon Sodom achoseich, Gaon siv as lechem, the galashan of gaiva, right? Haughty from the satiation of the bread. That's the really the hemshach pasuk v'yad ani ve'avion lo hechazika, right? That they didn't handle any aniv, right? They didn't want any aniv. They didn't want to sustain anybody, any outsiders. Anyway, we'll talk about them in Mirza Shem a little bit later. The ilu b'shalayim is out by Yerushalayim though siv yidei nashim rachmanios bishlu yaldehem, that the women Rachmanios cooked their children, and in context of your science. Now the question is, so what does that show? So it actually gives two interesting shot. One shot is that it shows you that even though the right on the one hand you have Sodom, who were so such a rich country, or a rich people, and even so, they didn't help aniyim. Masha'inkin in Yerushalayim, where clearly they were eating their own children, and they still didn't have anything. Clearly they were very poor because they were eating their children. And even so, it says, Yedei Nashim Rachmanios. How were they Rachmanios? Because even when they would be cooking their own children, they would invite their friends to come and have dinner with them. Even though they were so poor, they would still try to help each other out. The other pshat that Rashi says is that, no, it's not to show you how good the Jewish people were. It's to show you that clearly they had it much worse off than Sodom, that they had to eat their own children while Sodom did. Okay. See the Kolabi Rai, Hashem Bikubi, Ka'adam Sha'omer Lachavero, Nifsalam Be'etzu, like a person who says, this coin has become Nifsal. It's no longer good. Patsu Alayach Bihem, they opened their mouths at you. Amar Rabba Amar Yochanan, Bishvil Ma'hikten Pei La'ayin. Why is it that often throughout Eicha we find that the pei psukim come before the ayin? Bishvil meraglim sha'amru b'piem mashalo ra'o b'ineya. Because the meraglim also, they had their peis preceding their ayins. In other words, they had their mouths preceding their eyes, that they spoke about something that they didn't see. Right? Okay. Ochle ami achu lechem Hashem lo karao. So Amar Rabba, Amar Yochanan, Kol Ochel Milachem Yisrael, all who eat from the bread of the Jewish people, Toin Tam Lechem, then they will taste the taste of bread. V'she'ina Ochel Milachem Yisrael, but those who do not eat from the bread of the Jewish people, Ino Toin Tam Lechem. In other words, it's referring to the fact that those, how do they get hold of this bread to be Toin Tam Lechem from Lechem Yisrael? By stealing it. In other words, those who abuse the Jewish people and take their bread, those will be the people who eat. Hashem Lo Karau, Rav Omar Elu Hadayanim. These are referring to the Dayanim. Shmuel Omar Elu Malam Ditunakos. In other words, the way that they're reading it into the Pesukim is that you say, Ochle Ami Ochlu Lechem. Why is it Ochle Ami Ochlu Lechem? Why is it that the other countries and other people are abusing the Jewish people and taking away their food? Because Hashem Lo Karau. Either according to Rav, because the Dayanim didn't mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they disregarded HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or according to Shmuel, referring to the Melamdei Tinokos who behaved corruptly, either that they're doing Melacha not properly. Okay. Mi Menon. So now the question is, now that we're done with the Pesukim for Eicha. So the Gemara says, Mi Menon. Who counted up this list? Who made the list of people of the Melachim and the Yotus in the Mishnah who don't get all Mavas? So Rav Ashi, Anshe Knesset Gedol Manon. It was Anshe Knesset Gedol. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bikshu od limnos echad. They wanted to add one more to the list. If you take a look, okay, so who is the additional person that they wanted to add? Shlomo Melech. Why do they want to add him? Because as we know from the Pesukim, it says that his wives led him astray, and the Pesukim considered as though he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So, ba demos diokno shel aviv, the parents, the image of his father, of David HaMelech, presented himself before the Anshei Knesset Gedola, v'nishtacha lefneihem, and he spread himself out before them, v'lo hishgiachu alein, and they did not pay any attention to him. Ba ish min shamayim, a fire came down from the heavens, v'lachaka, and we take up ish b'saf salayim, and the fire licked their benches, v'lo hishgiachu alein, and still the Anshei Knesset Gedola disregarded it. Yotza baskol, the Amra Lahem, a Basque went on and says, Chazisa ish mahir b'mlechto lefnei mulachim yisatzav, bal yisatzav lefnei chashukim. What does that pasuk mean? You see an ish mahir b'mlechto lefnei mulachim yisatzav, he should sit erect among mulachim, bal yisatzav lefnei, stand among mulachim, he should not stand among the dark ones. What does this mean? Mi shehekdim beisi lebeiso, the one who preceded my house to his house, in other words, that Shlomo Melech worked on the base of Mikdash before he worked on his palace. Below Oda, not only that, El Shabesi Banu B'Sheva Shalim, it took him 7 years to build my palace, the base of Banu B'Shel Shasrei Shana, he built his palace for 13 years, and he put mine first. Lefnei Melachim Yisatzev, it's suitable for him to be among Melachim. Bal Yisatzev Lefnei Chashukim, he should not be standing among, in other words, when I say Lefnei Melach, that means among the Melachim, meaning in Gan Eden, and not in among the chashukim, the dark ones, not among these other people who are not deserving of Olam Haba, but they still didn't pay attention to him. Yotza Baskol, The Amr Zobask went out and said, Hame imcha yishamena ki ma'aska ki ata tivchar velo ani? Is it from with you, yishamena, that you should pay up, ki ma'aska, that you are repulsed by it, ki ata sivchar velo ani, that you are the one to choose, not me? In other words, it's critique saying that who are you to decide who's going to be getting Olam Haba and who's not going to be getting Olam Haba? That's my job, so who are you to count them in this list of people? Okay, now that's the end of the story. So the question is, what is going on here? So the Ben Yoyada gives an interesting explanation. He says, what exactly is this that they're totally disregarding all these signs and they're like so adamant to stick him in the list of people, to stick Shlomo Melech among the people who didn't get Olam Haba? So the way that he explains it is as follows. The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah knew that Shlomo Melech didn't belong in this list. So what's going on in the story? What's going on is we said before that anytime it says Vayasara b'nei Hashem, that tells us that that person doesn't get Olam Haba. And we find it in the Pesukim, again, because of those wives, that he had who led him astray, the Pesuk says those words in the context of Shlomo Melech. So the question is, so now what's going to happen is you'll get some guy who'll open up the sefer and say, oh, it says, Vayasara b'nei Hashem, Vashlomo Melech, so clearly he shouldn't be getting Olam Haba. So now, in order to discount what they are going to say, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah wanted to provoke a Siman Min HaShemayim, and not only a Siman Min HaShemayim, but multiple Siman Min HaShemayim, to show that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not that he actually did that which was Rabbein Hashem, it's just that he is considered to have done it, but not that he actually did worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, so in order to provoke that sign, the Gemara Shrine said, first one sign comes down, and they said, no, we want another one. And another one comes down, until ultimately this is what happens. Okay.
Well, the word Yishalmana has the word Shlomo in it.
Okay. Darshan Rishumos, those who darshan Pesukim, Hayu'omrim, Kulin Bain La'olam Haba. They would say that all of them are going to get Olam Haba. How do I know? Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Li Gilad, the Li Menasheh, Ve'Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Yehuda Mechokeki, Moav Sir Rachtzi, Al Edom Ashlich Na'li, Alai Peleshes Hisro Ari. And we'll go through a number of these. So when it says Li Gilad in the Pasuk, Zeh Achav, Shenafel Beramos Gilad, who fell by Ramos Gilad, right? That's the story that we had before. Menasheh, and then when the Pasuk says Menasheh, okay, so that's Kimashmo, right? That's obviously Menasheh. Ephraim owes Roshi, Ephraim who is the stronghold, or the strong one of my head, Zeh Yeravam, the cost of my friend, that's referring to Yeravam, who came from Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokeki, Zeh Achitofel, the cost of Yehuda. Moav Sir Rachtzi, Zeh Gechazi, Shalaka, Al Iske, Rechitza. This is referring to Gehazi, who was hit over Iske Rechitza, right? That's the story with Elisha, that Naaman, the Sartzva Melech Aram, comes to Elisha to be cured from his tsaras, and Elisha declines to be paid in any way, so Naaman goes on his way, and then Gehazi, the attendant of Elisha, runs after him and says, you know, you should really, he really does want some payment. Okay. And the way that he was cured, of course, the way that Naaman was cured, was by the fact that Elisha told him to go dip in the water. Okay. Al Edom Ashlich Na'li, and Edom I will throw my shoes. Zeh Doeg Hadomi. That's referring to Doeg Hadomi. Okay, that's Hadomi. Ali Pleshes Hisro Ai, Amr Malachi Shar Slothein Kosh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shalom. Now, in light of this pasuk, all these people are getting Olam Haba. So now, the Malachi Shar Slothein Kosh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shalom. Im Yavul David, Shaharagas HaPlishti. If David would come, and he was one who killed the Plishti, in other words, referring to Goliath, V'horish es b'nach Gas, and conquered Gas, Ma'ata Osalo. In other words, now that you're giving Olam Haba to all of these people, to Doeg Adomi, to Achitofel, all these people who were enemies of David, so then what are you going to say now? So Amar Lahen, he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachi Asharis, Alai la'asosan reyim zelazeh. It would be incumbent upon me to make them friends to one. In other words, I would appease him. And that's the words. Alai peleshes hisroa. Okay. So now, madua shovava. Oh, are we good so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Madua shovava ha'am hazeh yushalayim mishuva nitzachas. Now, literally, the pasuk in Yirmiyah would mean, why is this rebellious nation, right? Shovavah ha'amazeh, Yerushalayim, mishuvah nitzachas. And nitzachas, like eternal, mishuvah, rebelliousness. Now, we interpret it to mean something different. Amar Rav, shuva nitzachas yeshiva knesses Yisrael. Now, not a lashon of rebelliousness, but a lashon of a response. So he's saying that it's madua shuvah ha'amazeh Yerushalayim, mishuvah nitzachas. They have this really strong taina. So Amar Rav, shuva nitzachas yeshiva knesses Yisrael and Navi. They responded this really strong response to the Navi. Amar Lahen, Navi Yisrael. The Navi says to Israel, Chizru b'tshuva, go to tshuva. Avoseichem shachatu hechenech, where are your fathers who sinned? If you don't do tshuva, it's not going to end well. So Amru, and they changed it to lo, it seems to make a little more sense. Well, unvi'eichem shalochatu hechenech. Well, yeah, so where are your nevi'im? They didn't end up much better. Shanem, as the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Avoseichem ayeheim, v'nevi'im halo'ol nichyu. Right? Where are your fathers? But the Hanavim al Michu, will your Nevi'im live forever? Take out Amalahen, but so Chizru, so Chazru Vahodu, but they turned around and they were in fact Modash Nemar, Ach Devarai, Vechukai, Asher Tzivisi, as Avadai Hanavim, and what's the Hemshach of that Pasuk? So if you take a look at the fuller context, it's Ach Devarai, Vechukai, Asher Tzivisi, as Avadai Hanavim, Halo, Hisigu, Avosechem, Vayashuvu, Vayomru, Kasher Zaman Hashem Tzvakos, Lasos Lanu, Kidrochenuch, Malenu, Kinasa Yitanu. Okay. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Ba'u Asar B'nai Adam, Yashu Lufan. There were 10 people who came and parked themselves in front of him. Amar Lahen, he said to them, Chazru, Chizru B'tshuva. You guys have to do Tshuva. Amar Lo, so they said, Evet Shemucharo Rabo, V'isha Shigirsha Baila. Well, when a servant is sold by his master, and when a woman is divorced by her husband, klum yesh lozeh alza klum. They have nothing to do with one another anymore. So why are we wasting our time? Okay, now at what point did were they kiilu sold? So this is a reference Rashi explains to the fact that they became slaves to Nebuchadnezzar. And what's the grusha? That they were sold to Nebuchadnezzar, and they were divorced, they were driven out. Okay, so... So it says like this, Amarlo, Evet Shemachar Rabu Ve'isha Shegir Shabayla Klum Yishlo Zal Zeklum. So Amarlo, HaKadosh Baruch the Navi, so the HaKadosh Baruch says to the Navi, Leich, and more land, go and tell them the following. Eze Sefer Krisis Imchem Asher Shelechtiha, which Sefer Krisis does your mother have that I sent her? Oh, me, meaning referring to her, right? Sefer Krisis Nahainu Aget, right? Oh, me, me no shy, and or who from my creditors, Asher macharti eschem lo, that I sold you to him, hein van vonosechem nekartem, it was only through your iniquities that you were sold. Upevish echem shulcha imchem. Okay. V'hayu da'amer shlakish, and that's where shlakish says, my dechsev David Avdi. On the one hand, we find David Melch being referred to as my servant, and on the other hand, we find by Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, in the hemshach of the pasuk, it's not Nebuchadnezzar, it's Nebuchadnezzar, that, Avdi, later on in the pasuk. He's referred to as my servant. So what's going on over here? How is Nebuchadnezzar being referred to as a servant of Hashem? So Galav Yedua, lefnei mi she'amar v'haya olam, she'asidin Yisrael omar kach. It was Galav Yedua, before Abdu Barnachlon, that the Jewish people would say this. L'fichach hektim HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'kirao ebed. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu preceded them by referring to Nebuchadnezzar as his slave. Eved she'kanen achasim, eved l'mi, achasim l'mi. That when a servant acquires property, who gets the eved? To whom does the eved belong? And to whom does the nechasim belong? In other words, you say that you were sold as a slave to Nebuchadnezzar. Well, Nebuchadnezzar is my slave, so whatever he owns, I own. Okay. Ve'aola al ruchachem, and that which goes up on your spirit. In other words, what it really means is that which curses you, that which you are thinking. Hayo lo siya, will not be. It definitely won't be. Asher atem omrim, that which you are saying, niya kagoyim, that we will be like the nations, kibish bochos, haratzos, l'shareis eitz v'evin, to go serve wood and stone, chayani no'om Hashem elokim, im lo biyad chazaka, uvizron tuya, uvachem ashvucha, with the outpouring wrath, emloch alechem, I will reign over you. So Amar Nachman, kol ki hayrischa, lirzach rachman olan, Kadosh Baruch Hu should already have this outpouring of wrath. vilifer kinan and should redeem us already.
It's rizcha.
Rizcha is like literally means like boiling, but it means like boiling of anger. Okay. The yisro la mishpat al kav yarenu. So Amar Abba Bar Chana, they think they add them right. Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Amar lahen navi leYisrael chizur b'tshuva. He said, go do tshuva. Amar lo, they said to him, ain anu yichol. No, we're not able to. Yetzer hara sholei banu. The yetzer hara is rules over us. Amar bat lahem. So he said, yisro yisrechem. What do you mean? Get your yetzer into shape. Wap him up a little bit. So Amar lo, they said to him, no elokav yarenu. It's not our fault. Kosh Baruch Hu did this to us. Okay. Arba idiotos bilam v'dor v'achtov v'gechazi. So now we're going to start some of the four idiotos. We'll start Bilam a little bit today. But this is true. Okay. So Bilam, are we good so far? Okay. Okay. Bilam. What's Bilam? Below Am. What does that mean? He's without a nation. He is without the people who have a chilek in Olam Haba. In other words, he doesn't get a chilek in Olam Haba. Davar Acher. Bilam is Sheh. Ibala or Shabila An. Now, so the Pashup Shat is that he mixed up the Jewish people with his name, right? That he was Mevalda by Israel, by causing them to be all killed out, the 24,000. Okay. Or that he, one shot is that he mixed them up, or that he kind of like terminated them, he wore them out a little bit. Ben Ba'or Sheba al Ba'ir, right? This is the famous Prat, Ben Ba'or, that he was. Ben Bor, that he was Ba, he had Znus with his animal. Tana, who Bor, who Kushan Rishasayim, who Lavan Harami. They are all one and the same. Bor, Sheba al Ba'ir, because he had a Bia with his animal. Kushan Rishasayim, the Avad Shtei Rishayos be Israel. He did double Rishas. Achas Bime Yaakov, one in the days of Yaakov, Achas Bime Shvot HaShoftim, where he comes up, right? That's Kushan Rishasayim, the king of Shoftim. Umashimo, love and Arami Shimo. Okay. Siv ben Ba'or, Uksiv bino Ba'or. So on the one hand it says that he's the son of Ba'or, but then the other pasuk sounds like that his son was Ba'or. So which one was it? So Amar Yochanan, Aviv bino Gulo bin Avias. It's referring to the fact that, yeah, Ba'or was his father, but his father was a son to him in Avias. In other words, Bilam surpassed his father in Avias. Bilam hu delo asil amad asis. Now the deed that we referenced earlier in the Mishnah, that Bilam is the one who doesn't get Olam Haba. Hashar gayim achrini asu, but other gayim will get Olam Haba. Masnisin mani. Reb Yoshua he the Tanya as follows. Reb Elazar omer Yeshuva Rishayim l'sha'ola kol gayim shecheche elokim, that the Rishayim was turned to the grave, all gayim who forgot, the forgetters of Hashem. Yeshuva Rishayim l'sha'ola Elu poshe Yisrael, kol gayim shechech elokim, elu poshe of the kuchavim or elu umas ha'olam. Okay. So, and it sounds like then, when it says, I think it's from the dealing that it's changed, that it's elu umas ha'olam, not just poshe of the kuchavim, and therefore it sounds like all gayim get, don't get olam haba. So, Amar Rav Yeshua, v'chi ne'mar, does the pasuk say, bechol gayim or kechol gayim? Ba'alolo nemar ela kol gayim shecheche elokim. All gayim who are shecheche elokim. So ela, how do you read the pasuk? Yeshuvu Risham l'sha'ola, that the Risham will return to the grave. Now that's not all Risham. Man ninu, who are those Risham returned to the grave? Kol gayim shecheche elokim. All gayim who forgot Hashem. But any guy who didn't could get Olam Haba. So that's what we mean when we say that the Mishnah is in accordance with Rav Yeshua, that's who holds that Gaim can get Olam Haba, just as long as they behave. Okay. Vav also Rasha, Nasan Simon, Va'asman. Even that Rasha gave himself a Simon. What? What did he say? Amar, Tamos Nafshi, Mos Yisharim. My soul should die, most of those, are the death of those who are Yashar. So, Im Tamos, so what did he mean? Im Tamos Nafshi, Mos Yisharim. If I die, the death of Yisharim doing what's right. So then, te achriti kmo, then my achriti, my end, will be like his end, right? Like their end, like the end of the Yisharim. Then I'll get Olam Haba. Then lav, but if I don't, so then, hinini holech la'ami, then I'll be going to my nation, in other words, I'll be going to Gehenna. Okay. Vayilchu ziknei Moav, ziknei Midian. So this says that the ziknei Moav and ziknei Midian went, and this is by again, we're continuing the story of Balaam. Tana, Midian and Moab, lo hayilam shalom me'olam. They never were at peace with one another. Mashal l'shnei klavim shayi be'eder, it's a mashal to two dogs were in the flock, v'hayu in the corral, v'hayu tzuchuvin zelazeh. And they were, literally, tzav was like a lashon of like golden or light, but here it means that they were like flashing at each other. In other words, that they were enraged at one another. They didn't get along. Ba zeiv al ha'echad, the wolf came to attack one of them. Amar ha'acher, so the other one thinks to himself, im in yozra yom, if I don't help him today, horego so, ulamachar ba'alai. If I don't help him, so then, I'm sorry, im in yozra, if I don't help him, hayom horego so, today he's going to kill him. Ulamachar ba'alai, then the wolf will come and attack me. So ha'chashim v'harglazei. So the two of them go together to kill the wolf. And that's why Moab and Midian are ganging up to kill the Jewish people. Amr Papa, Hainu Dami Inchi, Karkushta Vishunra, a Karkushta is a weasel or a mouse. Karkushta Vishunra, the weasel and the cat, Avdu Hilula, they made a simcha, they made a party. Mitarba, from literally that would mean from the fat, the Bish Gada, of the unlucky one, right? Bish is bad, gada is like mazel. So bish gada is the one with bad mazel. So the weasel and the cat made a party, made tarba the bish gada. In other words, that they got together, they ganged up together to go attack some unlucky victim. Okay. Vayeshu Sari Moav in Bilam. It says that the Sari Moav returned with Bilam. Now we started off, though, it wasn't only the Sari Moab, it was the Sari Midian as well. It was a Vayelchu Zechni Moab, Zechni Midian. So Vesari Midian, Lehechon Hazel, where'd they go? So Kivin the Amr Lehu, once Bilam told them, Lean Po Laila, just stay over the night, Vahashivos Yaskan Davar, and then I'll get you a response from the Rabbanish Lailam. Amru, they said, Klom Yish Av Shesoni Spino, there's no such thing as a father who hates his son. In other words, because Bilam was saying, I have to consult with the Kadosh Baruch Hu before I go along on the trip with you. So they said, it's pointless. Okay, Amr Nachman, Chutzpah Afilu Klapi Shemayim Mahani. Chutzpah is effective even towards Shemayim. Me Karak Siv Lo Seilach Mahem. First, we find Hashem saying, "Don't go with him." Sof Siv Kum Leich Ito. Amr Sheshes, Chutzpah is a Malchusa Below Tagahi. Is like a king or kingdom without a crown. The Siv VaAnochi. Hayom Rach Meshuach Melech, Vanashim Eila B'nei Tziruya Kashim Mimeh. Okay. Amr Yochanan. Bilam Chiger Baraglo Achas Haya. Bilam was lame in one of his legs. Shenemar Vayelech Shefi. Fine. He went as a Shefi. And this is, Rashi links this to what we find also related to the Gidanash, I think, where we say that when it pops out of its, right, when it pops out of its place. So that refers to the fact that his, like, its leg is dislocated or something, but so fine. Vayelech Shefi. Shimshon b'shtei raglav. Shimshon was lame in both of his legs. Shenemar shefifon alei orach hanosheich ikvei sus. Okay. So now what you see from this, though, that the Mashal points out, is that you see what a terrible rasha Bilam was and what an amazing person Shimshon was, right? On the one end, we see that even though Bilam was lame, he still was so persistent in going along with them. And on the other hand, Shimshon was lame in both of his legs, and even so, he took down the Pelishtim. Okay, Bilam suma ba'achas ma'inav ha'yu. He was blind in one of his eyes. Shenemar shesom ha'ayin. Rashi gives two pshat on what this means. He disregards the second one, that shesom means like to be blocked up. Shesom means open. And therefore, shesom ha'ayin means that the eye was open. In other words, it sounds like only one eye was open and not the other. So kosim ba'amal sohaya. He would do witchcraft or some sort of magic with his Aver. Rashi points you to the study that we had earlier by Ovi Yidoni, right, where they were Malab Zechuro. So, Kosim HaMal Sohaya. Ksiv, how do we know this? Ksiv HaFa Nofel Uguloi Ein Mayim. Over here, that's what it writes. Uksiv HaSam Vihnei Haman Nofel Alamitim. We know that that's referring to the fact that Haman, right, he was falling on the bed and he was going to be accused for having Bia with Esther. So, Itmar. Marzutra Amar. Kosim ba'amaso haya. He was kosim ba'amaso. Marbere dravina amar sheba alasonim. Means that he had beer with his donkey. Manda amar kosim ba'amaso haya kidamar. We've already explained that. Manda amar ba'alasonu haya. Sivhach, where do you see that in the psukim? Sivhach kara shachav. Uksiv Hasam Bein Ragleha Karan Nafal Shachad by Sisra, right? That's the Gemara in Yevamos where it talks about how we learn out that there was Shiva Bilos Bala Osa Rasha, and you learn that from that from those Pesukim. Okay. The Yodea Das Elyon. So we say that Bilam was Yodea Das Elyon. Should we hold here? Should we continue for a little longer? One more stretch? Are we okay? So Yodea Das Elyon. It says that he knew Das Elyon. So Hashta. So the Gemara asks Hashta Das Behemtolo Haviyada. He didn't know what was flying with his own animal. Das Elyon Haviyada. It's shocked that he knew the Das of Akash Baruch Hu. My Das Behemtolo. What's this thing about Das Behemtolo? So the Amri lay, because as the Sari Moav said to him, my kind of lo rachata, socio, why don't you ride a horse? So Amr Lahu said to them, well, Shadai Lahu Beratiba, well, I have it out in, like, pasture to go grazing out in the fields. So Amr lay, well, then the donkey pipes in and says, hello, Anochi Asoncha, but hello, here I am, I'm your donkey. So he says back, oh, no, don't worry, Latina Bam, that's just for loads, that's not for riding. So then the donkey pipes in again and says, Asher b'chaftalai. No, you ride him, right? If you take a look at the Obasa, which Pasha read a second ago, V'tomar asono bilam, halo anokhi asoncha asher b'chaftalai, me'odcha ad yom, hazah ha'haskein hiskanti la'sosocha ko v'yomer lo. So let me just go back for a second. So Amalu Shadari Luluberti, I have the horse out and eating out in the grasses. Amalai, so the donkey pipes in, halo anokhi asoncha, what are you talking about? Here I am, I'm your donkey. So he says back, no, Latina Bama, that donkey's only for loads. So then she pipes in again and says, Asher b'chaftalai, no, you ride on me. So he says back to them, no, Akrai Bama, okay, enough of that, ride on her, but not so often, it's infrequent. So she pipes in again, no, Me'olcha ha'yomazeh, he's been riding for a really long time. V'lo od, elashani osa l'cha ma'is ishas palayla, not only that, but you have the znus with me at night. K'siv ha'cha. And that's, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Haskein hiskanti uksiv hasam v'atihi lo sochenes." Right by Avishag, by David HaMalach, the sochenes that was for So that was the parenthetical comment. Where do you see this das bento that he clearly wasn't on the same wavelength as his donkey? So then, what did we mean when we said that he's yodei das alyon? So elamai be yodei das alyon. So yodei l'chav yosef shah shakash baruch hu koitz, but he was able to figure out the exact moment that Akash Baruch Hu got it was had kapas. Like the Gemara and Brachos, right? The hand of the Karmel of Nevel Yisrael, Ami Zecharna Ma Yaitz Balak Melech Moav. My nation now recalled that which the Balak Melech Moav advised or was advised. Ome Ana Osobelam Ben Baor Min Hashitiv Ad Gilgal Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. That which that Bilam Ben Baor responded, Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. Recall this in order so you should know Tzidkos Hashem. Ma Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. So I'm going to Kash Baruch Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Du'una kamet tzidkos asisi imcham." Take a look at. You should be aware of all the tzidkos that I did for you. Shaloka asti kol osan yamin bimei bil harash. That didn't have kas during any of that time. She amalika asti kol osan yamin. If I would have had kas, lo nishtayir misonein shal Yisrael suridach. Let nobody from the Jewish people would be left. Hanu the garmalei bilam lebalak. That's what Bilam said to Balak. Ma akov lo kabokel. What can I possibly curse? How can I possibly curse anything? All right, one more little piece. Kel zo aim b'chol yom. Right, so he says, this is referring to the pasuk in Tehillim, Elokim shoveit tzadik, the kel zo aim b'chol yom. So, v'kam zano, how much or at what moment in the day, or how long does it last for? How long does that anger last for? So, raga, it lasts for a second. Shenemar ki raga b'apo chayim b'rtzono. Iba zema, Lech ami, bo b'chaderecha, usagor de losecha ba'adecha, chavi, go hide, kim'at, rega, ad yavor za'am. For it's like a second until the anger passes. Okay, emas rasach, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry, have that anger, that moment of anger? B'klas shayi kamaisa, sometime by the first 3 hours of the day, ki chivra karbalta de tanagola. When the crest, karata, when the crest of the tarnagola turns white or lighter or of some lighter color. So the Gemara says, well, kol shat v'shat din amichim, it's not like any one moment. It sometimes has that color all the time. So kol shat v'shat is by Suriki. Sunki, no. So all the time it has Siriki Sumki, Ahishai Tatlespe, Siriki Sumki. So usually it has streaks, but at that moment it doesn't. It's entirely that color of red. And it's less based Siriki Sumki, it doesn't have that color at all. Okay. But I think we'll hold here and we'll pick up with the men and Rishon.